Okay, here comes Sean to apply the rate.
Thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Sean. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Tara was telling me there was a discount that she wanted me to apply, so she asked me to come over here, and then she said that you had some questions about the services or, like, the categories that you'd be in. I don't understand that part.
Yeah, so what I was asking her was, like, if I search windows in my area or, like, use my zip code like most people would, like windows 08302, like what are some of the keywords, or like what are the best keywords, or is there certain areas that I would want more shine on than others? Because obviously, like, I'm a salesperson myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently right now a district manager with Verizon Wireless. I do real estate part-time. So, like, I can sell the people on the stuff when I'm there on other things, like, hey, roof, siding, so on and so forth. But, like,
right.
My question is there a price difference for certain tags, or, like, how does all that work? That's what I want.
No. Yeah, so you're already in the home improvement category. So a lot of times when people are, like, they sell solar and then they also sell energy efficient windows, you know, those all fall into, like, a home improvement category. So under that category, it's kind of like an umbrella, and then there's a bunch of different keywords that you could be listed for. As for determining which ones are going to be the best for you, it's going to be based on the services you provide and a system called Google Analytics. Have you ever heard of that before?
Yeah, we use that at Verizon. So we're real big on Google reviews, trying to get our name up there first. We know how many characters you need to leave for the Google review and the geofencing, everything else.
Right. Well, Google reviews are verified, so the people who leave the review got to be logged into their Gmail or email account in order to actually leave that review. That way it's traceable. If they write something bad, we can give the potential clients that we work with an opportunity to dispute them, so that way they still look good. But, yeah, the analytics system, to answer your question, is how we come up with which keyword recommendations that we're going to make. Right. So you'll obviously go into a client interview, you know, you'll say, hey, I do this, and this. We'll also have some notes of it here, based on the things that we found online about your business. And then they'll have the top recommended keywords available to you or ready for you during that client interview. And then you have final say on which ones you actually move forward and are listed for. These keywords are also interchangeable. So ongoing and moving forward, you have an account dashboard and a tracking system that's showing you the results that you're getting from your campaign, but it's also hooked up to that analytics system. So if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, you have the ability to switch them out through your account management team here. It's just a call to our customer service department to make a revision on your account.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So we always want to make sure that we're not guessing, you know, on what keywords are going to get you listed or get you the most traffic, or which ones we should list you for to get you the most traffic, I should say. I hope that kind of answers your question.
It's just pretty much what you're saying. It's not a set in stone. Like, if one keyword is not really it,
Yeah, you have to adapt. It's never a set it and forget it. It's always going to be an ongoing thing. Even with the Google Places placements, we have to update your listing regularly. Like, there's a bi-weekly algorithm shift that happens, and only the Google partners are getting access to that algorithm. So that's why the people who are working with Google partners continue to be found up there consistently for the keywords. Because we're back there consistently updating their, not just their Google Business profile, but we're following Google's algorithm on everything that they want from the people that are top ranked or top recommended. It's an ongoing thing. That's why it's not just a you pay one time, set it and forget it kind of thing. It's a monthly payment, and we continue to maintain it for you and direct the traffic to you so you can focus on answering the calls as the clients come in and generating those reviews.
Mm-hmm. All right, understood.
Okay. Did you have any other questions about the placement?
No, that was
okay.
It.
Okay, for the window repair and replacement keywords in particular, there's a couple of guys up there that I think we could mimic to get you some really good results just based on the keywords they use. Have you heard of Glass Doctor, Home Plus Business, and Malika Hill?
Yes, I actually have.
Okay, yeah, they're pretty big. But they do really, really well with their system. So I know there's a couple of keywords we can pluck from what they're using currently. And then the window repair will be pretty easy to dominate that specific keyword. But what other services do you provide under the home improvement category aside from just the windows? Do you do other things?
Absolutely. Our philosophy is to be a one-stop shop. So,
nice.
Like, obviously,
so, yeah, you're right in that home improvement category. You're doing everything.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we do
flooring,
siding,
roofs, windows.
Flooring.
Nice.
We specialize in decks. Even right now, one of our biggest things is power washing. Like, we didn't get into this business to do power washing, but we've noticed that power washing is an opportunity to do other stuff.
Upsell.
We've been able to fix the deck on the one house, put drywall in another house.
Right.
Well, one guy we went to power wash his beach house, and he wants a whole bunch of landscaping done, which wouldn't have been discovered, or he probably would have looked for it separately, but we let him know, like, we're all one stop. Our ultimate goal is to, like, not only dominate the whole home improvement sector of it, but also, since I have real estate license, to go ahead and grasp all of that as well. So, like, you know, we can fix your home, we can help you buy a home, and we can sell your home, or we can help you fix your home to sell it, or when you buy it, we can help you fix it. You know what I mean? And we can all do that through here. So
nice.
And
I think this would be a great thing to add to what you're doing and what your plans are for your business. I saw that you had, like, the Home Advisor program out there, and it's like, if you could do anything with that pay-per-lead system, you'll do great with the first-page placement on Google. They're kind of vague on how they list people. They also get a majority of their leads from a Google placement that they have, and then they're marking up the cost on the lead, and they sell it to you, but the leads aren't exclusive with them. So even though you're paying for it, it does go to a couple other people in the area that provide the same services. I don't know if Tara explained that to you. So
no, you Home Advisor, and I did and I did notice that a lot of leads come in and other people get it. So, like, I have to really, when lead comes in, and right now I'm still at my full time job until this explodes, which is starting to.
Yeah.
But I have to be, like, on the queue to go ahead and call those leads within 1 minute.
Before,
you know,
somebody
else
five
people. I actually had, because I'm very analytical, so I had one of my clients, he was very talkative and friendly, so I asked her, I said, how many people called you after I did? Because I knew that I was the first one to contact her, I could just tell.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was getting calls for, like, the next 5 hours. I got, like, 10 to 12 calls. And,
wow.
You know, you talk to home, they're like, yeah, two people are going to get it. So, one second. People don't put my Bluetooth on. So, I noticed that it was going to more people than what they claimed, which I was okay with, because I'm like, you know, I can answer the phone, but as soon as the lead comes in, I'm calling it. Like, my call time is like 2 minutes. And two minutes is because I kind of stopped what I was doing and, like, get to a quiet place to call them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally understand. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that system. They tell me, like, even the jobs that they're not getting, they still get charged a lead fee for a lot of the time. And, you know, I know that the FTC has been investigating them. I know that they've been shut down once before already. They were called Service Magic back in the day. So, you know, we did see that you were using that, and I know that, you know, if you could come from that kind of platform or do anything with that, it's going to be a nice change of pace for you, because the people are actually calling you live off the first page, and they have to have Googled one of the keywords that you're being listed for in order to get your information. It's also geo-targeted, so they got to be, like, within a 50-mile radius of your business in order to actually get your information for the local listing, or at least be in one of the areas that we're targeting with your ad campaign in order to even call you. So you know at that point it's qualified and it's exclusive to you. when they're calling you. So you're not wasting your time trying to chase people down. You can actually focus on your day job. And if you miss calls, it pipelines it in your tracking system. So it'll actually save, like, what keyword they looked up, what zip code they searched or called from, and then you can go back and call them back when you're available. You know what I mean? And you could also cherry pick what you do and don't want to take instead of feeling like, hey, I'm getting charged a $50 lead fee. I need to go out and do this regardless of if I want to do it or not or if it's going to cost me another $50 in gas getting to and from and I'm only going to make $100 in profit, you know? So,
yeah. Because right now, like, we signed up for a bunch of different sites, but, like, we're getting a bunch of power washing leads. And did we say our business started with power washing? No, but we're hungry, so we're like, whatever gets us in the door. Front of the
yeah.
table, like, mm-hmm. is where we're at, you know what I mean? And we've invested a lot of money in it so far.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It's not very cost efficient for starting a business at all. That's more of like the guys that do well with that, or that I would even say to try a system like that, you'd want to be like a borderline commercial roofing contractor. You know what I mean? Or even it's home advisor. So commercial roofing contractors aren't really going to home advisor, I should say, but just a roofing contractor in general, where it's like, hey, I might blow through $1,000 worth of leads in a week or a couple of weeks, but, you know, one roof is like $10,000 plus, you know, so you got a good margin there, to where you're not actually losing money. You know, one conversion can make it make sense for months on end. And that's really what you want. You know, you want to target those larger jobs, especially when you're doing something like this. And we're vouching so much credibility for your business and having you as a top recommended option. So, I believe Tara sent you a link to the pricing page. Did you get that?
It's
like a text.
Okay. Yeah, I did get Splash.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. And then I was just pulling up your website and kind of looking through that a little bit, but. There are a few different packages. If you scroll down, I believe she spoke with a gentleman named Jared, and Jared gave her your information, said you were the decision maker on it. But I noticed that your website was powered by House.
Yeah, our website is powered by House, which is okay. House is expensive, too, and they have only given us, like, 2 leads. And I pay them, like, $200 a month. I'm, like, ready to cancel them.
Yeah. That, I mean, it sounds like you got a lot of things, like you're putting a lot of money out to get it up and running and not really seeing the right return. And that's kind of a recipe for disaster. You know, I've seen that happen a lot of times where guys, they save up a good chunk of money to get the business up and running, and then they burn through a lot of it on the marketing. And it, you know, you really got to know when to back out of situations or kind of identify, is this working or not working? You know, I talked to a guy a couple weeks ago who had been using Home Advisor for like a year, and he said that he basically felt like he was getting robbed after the first month. But he kept using them for the whole year because they told him that he was binded to like a contract for a year. But he wasn't. It was just like a subscription that you pay for to be in their directory. So the way he was being lied to basically led to him paying thousands and thousands of dollars over the year and feeling like he was trapped. So just something to be mindful. You can always back out of those marketing things. Like, especially if it's not working, you should back out of them. You know, I would tell even my own clients, if they don't feel that they're seeing the proper return on investment from them, and I know we turned every stone that we can, to not keep paying for it. You know, that's just like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, there's not a consistent flow of business in your area because just everybody's using Google, you know? So it's like, if we can't bring it to you, it's not there. But I would even tell them, like, don't keep paying for something unless you're seeing that return. That could be very detrimental to your business. It can really make or break your company over time. So not saying that's where you're going to come from or where you're headed. I'm just saying Home Advisor and House, I know from my experience, neither of those are really cheap. And if you're not moving in the right direction, you know, better cut your losses sooner than later. But as far as our packaging and pricing structures, the reason Tara asked me to jump on the line, there was a platinum package that she wanted me to offer you. And the Platinum package is the one that's advertised at $5.99 monthly. It has all the bells and whistles, like the .com website. So if, let's say, for example, everything's going well and you fast forward 2 months from now and you decide that you've left HomeAdvisor and you've left House, you would still have a site. We would basically be your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with your online marketing and advertising. It wouldn't just be that first page placement on Google. And what she's asking me to do is to reduce the monthly cost by 50% on that package, bring it down to $299 as part of a new in business credit. And then there's normally a setup fee of $299 that she's asked me to bring down to just the $99 cost of getting everything up and running, you know, doing the keyword research, the landing page optimization when we have to, or if we have to. So, you know, you're in
the website for us.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Can you say that again?
Do you guys create a website for us?
Yes. So the optimized landing page in that package is a .com site. So we would actually purchase the domain, or we can even use the domain you have if you bought that, like, before you signed up.
Yeah, I purchased that domain personally through Google.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So we would, we have graphic designers in-house. Obviously, we'd redo all the content on it. It looks like it's pretty simple, black and white. But we can get those photos, get the logo, you know, remodel it. Make it look how you want it to look. Yeah, and then we would provide the hosting as well.
How accessible are you guys? Because we were told the same thing through House. Like, yeah, we'll help go through the website.
We have a 24/7 customer service department. So you also, there's also an app that you have for your account dashboard and tracking system that you can log into, and there's a lot of things that you're going to have access to everything too, but we also have a 24/7 customer service department. So some people like to be more hands-on with it and just kind of get in there and try to fiddle with it themselves. And then we got other guys that are like 80 years old, don't even know how to log into the tracking system, and they just call in and tell us what they want done, and we do it. So we try to make sure we accommodate every type of customer that we have.
So and you're saying, from a leads perspective, because that's huge to us, like, I don't want to do all this.
It's the most important thing, like, by far.
And no job. Give me 1 second. Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
No problem.
I'm good. So from a lead perspective, like, we will continue to get leads, you're saying, but it'll be through that instead of House.
Yeah. I mean, we're putting you in a position where if, like, somebody goes on to Google and they just typed in window repair or window replacement, they're seeing you as the top recommended option for that service. According to Google Analytics, 90% of searches will actually start and stop right here on the first page in this section. It's a Google Places section. So we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers' eyes are going to look at some point when they're doing that search. Now, if you go to the analytics and you look at Cumberland County in the last 30 days for the keywords relevant to window repair and window replacement, there is also window installation in there, but there's 1,812 searches amongst those three keywords in the last 30 days. So, I mean, I'm not saying that us putting you up there is going to get you 1,812 phone calls, but, I mean, that's that many more eyes that would have seen your company in a very bright light, you know, with all your reviews and all the credibility factors aside, you know, that didn't see you last month. So, I mean, that many more eyes can definitely make a difference, even if it's, you know, you're only getting 1% of that, you know. That's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But Google doesn't allow us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of jobs. The customers still have the ability to they still have the ability to choose who they want to go with. We just do everything in our power to make you look like the best possible option. And then obviously once you go out there and you knock the job out and your reviews are going to start to pull through. And we do have review monitoring.
Yeah, we have people. We ask for – I have a lady leaving a review tonight that we just finished her job yesterday. And our first job that we did, she's leaving us a review also. So, like, I learned a lot of that stuff working for Verizon. Like,
yeah.
To make sure our Google is very important. So I kind of brought that to this as well. Like,
Okay. Oh yeah, we've automated all of that actually. So in your account dashboard and tracking system, like I said, there's an app also where you can go in there and you can see all the calls and the leads that you're getting. Well, if you verify, oh, you're gonna hang up on me?